Lives are being lost every hour that conflict continues to rage in Syria, and civilians are desperate for the warring parties to respond to the UN's appeal for a cessation of hostilities. That's according to Panos Mumpsis, Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syria Crisis, speaking in Cairo on Thursday. UN officials in Syria issued a joint statement on the 5th of February, warning of the dire consequences facing civilians in conflict zones such as eastern Ghouta, Afrin, Raqqa, and across Idlib Governorate if bombardment and shelling continues. As fighting escalates, the number of civilians affected by violence is bound to increase, the statement warns. With Syria now approaching its eighth year of brutal conflict, Mr. Mumpsis told UN News that medical and food supplies had to be allowed into besieged and hard-to-reach areas. At the moment, humanitarian deployment is failing, he said, adding that the UN was using every means possible to convince the Syrian government forces, opposition fighters, and other armed groups to lay down their arms. Mai Saleh asked Mr. Mumpsis if there had been any response to the UN's plea for a ceasefire so far.
Well, we very much hope, we're actually feeling desperate to see a response to the cessation of hostilities. At the moment, every day, every hour that goes through, people are suffering, lives are lost. Every patient that needs to be medically evacuated, the medical supplies, the food supplies that need to go in must take place to help people in this desperate moment. At the moment, humanitarian diplomacy is failing. We're really requested capitals, countries of influence, to exercise every pressure they can to really help us to get this political agreement to be able to help people in this besieged and hard-to-reach areas where they are. So far, we haven't really seen any results, but we continue our efforts, pressuring, asking, using really every way and every card we have to make it happen.
The statement described the situation as extreme and warned of the dire consequences of the compounded humanitarian crisis, especially in Idlib and eastern Ghouta. For Idlib, what is the condition of civilians there, as per reports, and especially the medical evacuation cases?
So in Idlib, we have had more than 300,000 displaced people since the beginning of the year, and the number is really increasing by the day. There has been a massive movement of people from southern Idlib towards the central Idlib. If this continues, when we see people going towards northern Idlib, we may have 2 million people at the borders of Turkey, with a huge concern, because this is concern for Turkey, but also for Europe, with the massive number of people as they are moving. In terms of health in Idlib, we are able to provide the assistance, also the food, because the operation takes place cross-border from Turkey. It is in East Ghouta where there is more than 700 medical cases in need of urgent evacuation that we still do not have a permission. East Ghouta is besieged, has been besieged since 2013. Again, every day that passes for these urgent medical cases, their life is at risk. In fact, several of them have died in the meantime while waiting to be medically evacuated.
In nearby Afrin, what is the situation as the military operation continues, and how does this affect your ability to assist and reach people there?
In Afrin, there's also been a displacement of tens of thousands of people. The displacement takes place within Afrin. The local Kurdish officials do not allow the people to move out, so that's also something we appeal for, a freedom of movement of people who are fleeing. And again, it's a situation where there's concern about the protection of civilians, and people caught up in the middle of a really intense military operation.
And what about the besieged eastern Ghouta, where humanitarian aid for more than 2 months couldn't enter the area? What is the situation of civilians there with the prolonged siege and fighting?
The situation in Ghouta is really dramatic, and in daily there is an intensive military operation that is taking place, which has resulted to, you know, tens of people being killed, including children, women, families, caught up in the middle. We still call for permission to be able to enter East Ghouta, to bring in food and medical supplies, and to take out more than 700 medical cases in need of urgent evacuation.
As fighting continues, the number of civilians affected will increase. If your call has a positive response from all parties, how do you assess the sufficiency of humanitarian aid present?
Access is the biggest issue. To really be able to help people on all sides of the conflict, people who are in need. And we're talking about vulnerable elderly women, children, people who depend, whose lives depend on the humanitarian assistance. Funding is another issue where at the beginning of the year, this is an emergency, the largest humanitarian emergency in the world. So we do need the financial resources from countries to be able to deliver what we need to do.
An agreement has been reached in Al-Hasaka in northeastern Syria that UN partners can continue the work for 2 months after a month of a complete cessation. How was this agreement reached, and do you think the scenario can be replicated despite its limitations in other areas of Syria?
Well, in Al-Hasaka, we were able to mediate in a way between the Syrian government, the governor of Al-Hasaka, and the Kurdish self-administration, who had made a new request, putting more restrictions on Syrian NGOs crossing into the north. We were happy that we found a solution that both sides were happy with, and that really resulted in an unblocking of the situation and being able to resume operations there. We would love to see solutions in all areas. Our motive is humanitarian, to help people in need regardless of